Kamsak, Kathy Wishnevetsky, the special care aide manager at Eagleston Lodge, and her staff are now looking after 28 full care residents, says the lodge's October newsletter. Wishnevetsky is currently contacting families to ask if the residents they support can receive a flu shot and/or the new COVID-19 vaccine that targets the BA.4 and BA.5 Omicron variants, the newsletter said. Staffing continues to be a challenge. Two new employees have been hired, but two are leaving for other jobs. Eagleston's board of directors will interview four candidates for the executive director position, it said. Three interviews are scheduled for October 17 and the final interview will take place close to this date. We hope to introduce the new executive in charge of business affairs in November. Members of the Royal Canadian Legion, Kamsak branch, are gearing up for an October 19 party at Eagleston Lodge, it said. Legion members, some of them in costumes, will treat the residents with cake, ice cream and Halloween goodies. The temporary disruption of services at the Kamsak Hospital continues. Effective September 19, emergency services are provided from 8 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Monday to Friday. X-ray services are provided by appointment only. SARCAN has made it easy for anyone wishing to donate money received for their redeemable bottles and cans to the lodge, it said. Just tell the SARCAN attendant you are donating and give them the lodge's email address, eagleston@sasktel.net. The proceeds will be e-transferred to Eagleston Lodge, giving you another reason to feel good about recycling. Kamsak's Royal Canadian Legion is hosting a weekly garage sale for Eagleston Lodge in which one may drop by any Saturday between 1 p.m. and 4 p.m. to see what's for sale. You can stay for a game of bingo. As Eagleston approaches its capacity of 30 full care residents, it's time to remind the community that more volunteers are required to serve on the board of directors, the newsletter says. Executive and other positions will be open at the 2023 annual general meeting, so please consider getting involved. For the Thanksgiving dinner, Trisha baked the cabbage rolls and then stayed to help serve the dinner. Annette and Rose also showed up to help serve and clean up, it said. The residents all loved the dinner of roast turkey, cabbage rolls, mashed potatoes and gravy, dressing and honeyed carrots and pumpkin tarts. These three women, Eagleston Lodge employees, were not on the clock. This was all volunteered help, it said. We can all be thankful for small acts of kindness. Eagleston Lodge, a place that cares, print advertisements have recently been placed in the Kamsak Times, the Kenora Courier, the Preceville Progress, Yorkton This Week, the Marketplace and the October edition of the Senior Living magazine. Linda Roof of Rhine won the $2,500 cash prize of the 50-50 raffle on October 10. Staff member Tammy Cruz sold the most tickets and will receive a gift basket of Watkins products and a frozen turkey donated by the board of directors. Proceeds from the cash raffle will go toward improvements at the lodge. On October 1, Saskatchewan's minimum wage increased from $11.81 to $13 per hour, Doug Elsesser, lodge board secretary, said in the newsletter. The minimum wage will go up another dollar per hour next October 1 and land at $15 per hour in 2024. The workforce at Eagleston Lodge is not well paid. Under the most recent contract negotiated with the Canadian Union of Public Employees, CUPE, which expired at the end of August, starting wages were below $14 per hour, Elsesser said. Employee benefits, such as Eagleston's contributions to the Canada Pension Plan, Employment Insurance, the Workers' Compensation Board, the Saskatchewan Pension Plan, vacation leave, sick pay and the dental plan, add another 30% to the monthly payroll. While these benefits provide some security, many employees, especially commuters, are finding it difficult to make ends meet. During the last federal election campaign, much was said about national standards for long-term care homes. The federal Liberals said that workers in long-term care facilities are underpaid and vowed to do something about it. We are still waiting. The provincial government continues to help low-income seniors with its personal care home benefit, but this benefit, a top-up payment if other pension income is below $2,000 per month, has been stagnant for many years. An obvious solution would be to raise fees paid by Eagleston residents and pass the money along to our employees, Elsesser said. A fee increase of 10% took effect in June 2021, so another large rent increase at this time is unlikely. Whomever is selected as Eagleston's new executive director will be challenged to increase revenue and pay higher wages to our deserving workers, he said. Let's all get behind this person and make higher wages a goal that everyone can strive for.